Bonsoir. Merci de votre présence ce soir. Ce soir, Mme la mairesse est absente, motivée. On est le 2 septembre, puis il est 7h03. Good evening. Thank you for being here. Tonight, the mayor is absent, and it's 7:03. We're starting the 2nd of September meeting, public meeting. Pour adopter l'ordre du jour, to adopt the agenda for tonight.
Je vais seconder.
Tel que modifié. Ah, on va discuter des ajouts à la... À la réunion, je m'excuse, le manque d'expérience. On va rajouter à 4.6, c'est abroger et remplacer la résolution portant le numéro 2025-08-133, établir les sous-catégories d'immeubles dans les catégories d'immeubles non résidentiels. 4.5 is to repeal and replace the resolution 2025-08-133, establishing subcategories of building within the non-residential building categories. There was a mistake on the wording on the third addenda. Il y avait une erreur dans la formulation de la troisième alinéa. Fait qu'on va juste reformuler puis retourner à la MRC. We'll just reformulate it and return it to the MRC. And we're going to add 6.1. Pour abroger une résolution portant le numéro 2025-08-139 pour autoriser la signature d'un protocole d'entente avec une citoyenne, travaux de drainage d'un fossé municipal. Repeal the resolution bearing the number 2025-08-139 to authorize signature Memorandum of Understanding with a Resident, Drainage Work on Municipal Ditch. Puis, une dernière résolution à ajouter, c'est 9.3, pour octroyer la subvention au Centre du jour et l'Association récréative un deuxième paiement. To grant the LVBRA Association and Senior Center Day, the second payment.
I'll propose it. Second.
Merci. Vote. Première période de questions.
Le vote.
Oh, le vote, excuse.
Yes.
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 Yes. La première période de questions. Mr.
Mon nom est Pierre Fadvin. Ma question, c'est surtout à savoir qu'est-ce qui arrive avec la refonte du schéma d'aménagement. Est-ce que vous avez une date qui s'en vient pour les présentations publiques?
Malheureusement, je peux la répondre, celle-là. Malheureusement, ça va tomber après les élections. La date prévue, ça va être en janvier. En janvier ou en février, là, dépendamment du nouveau conseil, puis comment vite qu'ils peuvent passer au travers des documents.
Mais le consultant que vous avez embauché, est-ce qu'il a commencé son travail déjà?
Ah, il a fini, puis il a retourné son document.
OK.
Mais là, c'est faut que ça tombe au conseil, puis il faut que le conseil puisse se pencher, puis travailler sur le document, parce que c'est quand même un document en mouvement. Fait que s'assurer que tout le monde est d'accord ou que la majorité est d'accord pour pouvoir le présenter aux citoyens.
OK. À ce moment-là, quand le conseil va avoir étudié le document, est-ce qu'ils vont faire part, quand on va venir aux réunions municipales, de leur...
Bien, ils vont le déposer, puis à ce moment-là, les gens vont avoir accès. Après ça, il va y avoir une réunion publique pour le présenter. Puis après ça, ils vont avoir des commentaires. Puis il va avoir un deuxième dépôt pour envoyer à la MRC. Si dans les commentaires, il y a des changements à apporter, il va avoir des changements, mais là, il y a toutes sortes de délais avec les dates puis tout ça. Fait qu'il faut que ça commence par le nouveau conseil va se pencher sur le document, puis de là, ça va avancer. Mais la date prévue, c'est fin janvier, début février.
Merci. De toute façon, j'ai un rendez-vous demain avec Mme l'inspectrice. J'en pourrai en discuter avec elle un petit peu plus. Merci beaucoup.
Bienvenue. Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions?
Just some very small one. Morris O'Connor. And buoys. Are we still doing buoys on the river? This is banal. Or just I wanted to know if are we still doing
buoys? No, they didn't do them this year.
Do we have them yet?
Never in all the, I think they were up last year, but this year they weren't up.
And last year they were done terribly too.
They were what?
They were done terribly. They were. One of my buddies was telling me there, he said like they put them all in 1 week and the next week they were after them were gone.
Yeah.
So, I don't know who we're paying to do that, but.
Is the MRC, they used to get somebody to do it.
We used to get Rondo. Rondo used to do them for them.
Oh yeah?
But for sure this year they're not up there.
Okay. I'll just answer one or two more. I don't know, a point of order or whatever. I was told by the mayor and Madame Maillé at one of the last meetings that you could put in that your process was unanimous, or your bills were unanimous. Even if there was one councillor missing, you can't. You have to be present. Everybody has to be present for it to go unanimous. Now you can look it up.
Well, we'll look it up because usually it's unanimous with the people present.
I looked it up.
Okay.
Everybody has to be present for it to be unanimous.
Interesting.
Okay. Makes sense. You think of it?
Yeah, it should be.
I have more questions, but I'll do them after.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Le point 3, on va procéder. Est-ce qu'il y avait d'autres questions? Was there any other question for the first period of questions? No? Thank you. Point 3, pour accepter le procès-verbal de la séance ordinaire du Conseil tenu le 4 août, to adopt the minutes of the ordinary meeting of the Municipal Council from August 4th.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Le vote.
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes. Tout le monde a dit oui.
Oui. Yes.
Point 4, point 1, pour accepter le rapport comptable 2025-08, autoriser le bureau de la direction générale à effectuer les paiements des comptes à payer au montant de 95 759,32. Il y en a un que c'est les comptes à payer, puis l'autre c'est les comptes payés automatiques, c'est ça? Excusez. Pour accepter l'approbation de la directrice générale, le rapport comptable du mois d'août 2025, totalisant la somme de 141 412,69, dont le montant de 95 759,32, plus un montant de 45 653,37. Yes, please.
To accept the accounting report 2025-08 to authorize the Office of the Director General to make payments
Accounts payable in the amount of $95,759.32. Accounts paid in the amount of $45,653.37.
J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Nick.
I'll second it.
Vote?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Ouais. Le dépôt des états comparatifs du revenu et dépenses à la date du 31 août et des revenus et dépenses prévisionnels pour le 31 décembre. Tabling the comparative statement of revenue and expense at the 31st of August 2025 and the forecast for December 31st 2025. C'est juste un dépôt. Pour modifier le calendrier des séances de l'année 2025, nous devons modifier le calendrier des séances parce que notre dernière réunion de conseil au mois d'octobre doit être faite avant le 3 octobre. Donc, on l'a fait le 2 octobre, qui se trouve être un jeudi, si je ne me trompe pas. C'est ça?
OK. OK. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll propose it.
Hold on. Maureen va le dire en anglais?
I will. To modify the calendar of regular meetings in 2025, because the act respecting elections and referendums requires us to not meet 30 days before, so we would shift the scheduled Monday, October 6th meeting to Thursday, October 2nd, and because of the election, shift the Monday, November 3rd meeting to Monday, November 17th.
J'ai besoin d'un... Ah oui, puis le lundi, le 3 novembre, doit être repoussé au lundi 17 novembre, juste pour donner la chance de faire les élections avant de faire la réunion.
I'll propose it.
I'll second that.
I won't be here that night. I had asked that it happen on the Monday or the Tuesday of that week.
Est-ce que on peut avoir un vote?
Oui.
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
No.
Pour renouveler la licence de sécurité par feu T40 pour une durée d'un an avec le groupe DL Solutions. Ça, c'est le système informatique. On a besoin d'un pare-feu pour protéger nos données. Yes.
T40 Firewall Security License for 1 year. With group DL Solutions Informatique.
Vous proposez?
Second.
Le vote?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
C'est juste pour vous mentionner que le total pour cette licence-là est de $744 plus taxes.
It's $744 plus tax cost.
That includes all the equipment, the server, everything?
Yeah,
For the year.
For the year, and it's for all of the different computers that we have. And we have a budget item for that. On a un numéro de budget pour aller avec.
Un poste budgétaire.
Un poste budgétaire.
Have you called the vote?
Oui, on a voté.
No, yes.
Been proposed.
Yes.
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 Pour remplacer le serveur à fin 4.5. Pour remplacer le serveur en fin de location, DL Solutions Informatiques.
This is to replace the server, which is coming to the end of its lease again with DL Solutions Informatiques.
Le montant est de 2080,25 plus service pour une durée de 36 mois.
It's a one-time amount of 2080 and 25 for IT tech support and eco fees, and a monthly amount of $183.06 plus tax for the replacement of the server.
For 36 months.
For monthly rental for 36 months.
Le, excusez, Madame la DG, le 183, c'est-tu le 2080
non,
et 27?
Non, c'est la mensualité.
OK.
De location, puis...
le 2080 se rajoute.
C'est le service du support technique.
Pour pouvoir l'installer.
Oui.
OK. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
I propose it.
Dans le second.
Est-ce que je peux avoir un vote?
Oui.
Yes.
Point 5, public safety. Point 5.
On est 4.6.
Ah, 4.6, c'est vrai. Excusez. 4.6, abroger et remplacer la résolution portant le numéro 2025-08-133, établir sous la sous-catégorie d'immeubles dans la catégorie d'immeubles non résidentiels.
It's to repeal and replace resolution number 2025-08-133 to establish subcategories of buildings within the non-residential building category.
I'll second it.
Je vais avoir le vote?
Oui.
Yes.
Oui. Sécurité publique. Pour adopter le programme de prévention d'intervention du schéma de couverture de risque en sécurité incendie tel que discuté à la table de travail. To adopt the prevention and intervention program fire safety cover plan implementation plan. OK, c'est pas le bon mot, là. C'est écrit « local authority ».
Ah, non, there's no local authority.
Ah, OK. Tel que, as we talked about at the workshop just before the meeting.
I'll propose it.
Luc propose.
I'll second it.
Maureen second. Can I have a vote?
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
I'll abstain. I worked on the documents. The association.
C'est un ajout qu'on a fait. Pour abroger la résolution portant le numéro 2025-08-139, pour autoriser la signature protocole d'entente avec une citoyenne, travaux de drainage de drainage d'un fossé municipal. To repeal the resolution bearing number 2025-08-139 to authorize signature memorandum of understanding with residents drainage work on municipal ditch. J'ai besoin d'un proposeur.
Tu veux proposer?
I'll second it.
Est-ce que je peux avoir le vote?
Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Ça, c'était travaux publics. Ensuite, environnement et hygiène de milieu. On n'avait pas de points. Environment, hygiene, there was no resolution. Urbanism, there is no resolution. Urbanisme. Il n'y a pas de résolution. Loisirs et culture. C'est pas octroyer une commandite. Pour octroyer une commandite à l'équipe de hockey senior Pogan Falls Rapids.
To sponsor the Pogan Falls Rapids senior hockey.
La chose de bronze, là, ça dit c'est bien pour un ticket pour la population. Hein?
C'est deux billets.
Deux billets? OK.
I'm going to do what we did last year, but at the office, if somebody wants them, they can reserve them.
Yeah, at the library, I think that.
And there's also some publicity visibility for the municipality.
That's right.
As part of the
I'll propose it.
Package. I'll second it.
Je demande le vote.
Yes. Oui.
Yes.
Yes.
Oui. OK. 9.2, il était déjà dessus. On l'a mis en... On l'a mis à 9.3, fait qu'on ne le fait rien qu'une fois, là.
Non, non,
c'est pas pareil. OK, excuse. Ah oui, OK. Excuse. Excuse. L'association culturelle et non LVBR. Sorry. Pour octroyer une subvention à l'association culturelle de l'eau, la journée culture à l'eau, est-ce qu'on a une date? Ça doit être dans la...
Saturday, September 27.
Le 27 septembre 2025, il va y avoir une journée culturelle à l'eau, ouvert au public. Can you tell me?
Sorry, to award funding to the Cultural Association of Lowe for Culture Day in Lowe, which will take place on September 27th.
Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur?
I'll propose.
I'll second it.
C'était au montant de...
$400.
$400, puis principalement c'est pour payer la salle. It's for the amount of $400 and it's mainly to cover the hall rental. Est-ce que je peux avoir un vote?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Là, je vais avec le 4.3. C'est pour 9.3, excuse. C'est 9.3. C'est pour octroyer une subvention au Centre de jour et l'association culturelle LVBRA to grant the Low Venosta Bruninzil Recreation Association and Senior Day Center. That's the deuxième versement. Comment est-ce que tu dis?
Second
payment. Second installment.
Are we going to make sure that they send a report of where the money goes?
Oui, c'est inclus, puis maintenant l'administration le sait, fait qu'elle va l'exiger.
Is it 4,000 something?
Where is he? Le montant, je l'ai ici, là, donnez-moi une minute.
9,650. That includes the 900 for the Saint Jour and the $4,750 for the
year.
Okay, je vais le proposer.
Je vais le seconder. J'ai-tu le droit de le seconder? OK.
Well, if not, I will.
Yeah.
Est-ce que je peux avoir le vote?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Si. OK, we're at the end of the meeting. We have the second question period.
Just so I don't forget, 6.1, you rescinded a... Signature for a person to dig a ditch on
municipal.
Is that what it was?
Per the citizen's request, she wants us to rescind a resolution that we passed last month, or the month before that.
Yeah, I think it was 2 months ago.
Maybe it was 2 months ago. And she wants us to rescind the resolution just because le protocole d'entente, the memorandum of understanding needs to be worked on more before we approve it. She was sent a copy and she came back with modification, but if we didn't have time to pass the modification today, she wanted the resolution rescinded. So it's under the request of the citizen, or it's not under.
At the request
of the resident. So it will come back eventually, but.
Okay. I'm all for giving the Fog and Fall Rapids grant, but money. But I haven't seen in the last 4 years. I don't think 1 cent going to the arena, and I find that a bit strange. Anyway, that's just a comment. Urban planning. You talked about urban planning. Did Yvon Blanchard come back with? Did he put in a report?
Yes, he did. He did send the papers back with redacted different different...
Revised
copy. So now the council will look at it and make their changes.
Did the MRC force us, and maybe not force us, but they were putting a lot of pressure on us to reduce our urban perimeter? Was that in it?
Our urban perimeter, they did try to do it, but our urban perimeter stayed pretty much the same.
They reduced it a tiny little bit on Farm Road.
Yeah.
And behind the joint there, you know, that the young lad built?
Oh, yeah, okay.
The side of the mountain there, that's what was taken out.
Okay.
But everywhere, like, that was...
Vanassa stayed the same, the village stayed the same. It's the chunk in the side of the mountain where they thought that nobody could build. Okay. They took that out.
This probably would just wait for the next council, but on the 105 on Prince Kyle, there's a pedestrian crossing. Mm-hmm. And it is very dangerous, that crossing. I've seen people almost get killed there.
Hi.
100%.
There really should be better signage there for that. It maybe even, by the way, just going back, if you look into provincial politics on that, a pedestrian crossing in 70 kilometer is not looked on favorably. So the Quebec government would lower your limits to 50. Because I think
We tried.
That is one way.
That is a good
idea to try to get across to them. Look, that is very dangerous and it should be done.
They're already aware. We even asked for new signage.
We asked for a light signage.
Okay. We got refused.
We asked for a light.
A response to lowering the speed limit.
Yeah.
We won't lower the speed limit, but we'll put a crosswalk.
That's right.
But they don't even want us to put up a light to stop the traffic so people can cross. We asked.
Light, but at least a flashing light like we have at Falls up there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That would be okay too.
But
I mean, they're putting them everywhere. They put them at Pritchard Road, yeah. So I mean, they can put them.
We sent a request.
Yeah.
And it came back no. So
I think on the extra flashing light, Morris, I think they came back and said it was too close to the one at Falls.
The other one?
Yeah. Okay. We even asked to put signs for the fire trucks coming out there. We were told to put it in the field.
And we did ask for the crosswalk, you know, like somebody would activate it and it would just blink, like to draw your attention,
yeah.
And that too they refused.
No either. Okay, just one more question. Did we look into the signs for the school? Like they're way too close. School has started. Mm-hmm. Anything done there? No, nothing.
I think we ordered more, but...
Well, we should move them back. What he means that they're too close to the school. Like, by the time you get to the school yet. Zone, you're inside
the school property.
Yeah.
They should be like maybe at like Steve Bowes' place, maybe in the fire hall, maybe. But yeah, you're right.
It should be extended. There should be one on
Principal, too, when you're coming up the other way. There should be one over by your place, too.
There should be one on Poggin, yeah. If they back them up, they'd have to, because the one on Poggin is way too close. What else was I going to say? And then, we brought that up a couple of weeks ago. Signage, like, we see them everywhere. They're in Cas, Danforth, Lake St. Marie. The signs that say your speed going through. There really should be some at the school too. Not only signs that move back for the school, there should be those. And they're not. I looked it up how much it costs. It's $1,700, and they're solar. So I mean, the only cost is to stick them in the ground and then the solar. And the batteries are good for 5 days, 5 days, 5 nights if you have no sun. So that's just.
I think we should ask her to look into it again, because last time the price we had was.
Was 70,000.
Yeah.
But that was going through the provincial government.
Yes.
Where you had, they were looking at it. So we don't want that.
No.
We don't need that.
No, we don't need that.
No, the last time he's right, the prices were for the highway,
100%.
So they had to be on the MTQ poles, MTQ specs. In the village, it'd be a different
story. Right.
Okay.
But we could get Marianne to look into that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any other questions? Well, then we can pass a resolution to close the meeting.
Proposing.
A vote?
Oui.
Yes.
Il est 7h33, 7:33. Thank you very much for your time. See you next month. Hey, just a second. If you're looking for election, it's coming soon, so put your name in.
Bye.
Bye.
Pissed off.